2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Happy Friday to you. Happy Wild Card Weekend. It's basically a holiday for me. I love the NFL playoffs that first weekend. So many games and just so many things going on. And so we get to guess on some of these things that are going on. So we're going to have a weekend. What are the odds coming up in just a second here? But, Scott, you've been, if you'll allow me, you've been going through the COVID, as you've mentioned to our listeners this week. And you're at the back end. You're like finally coming out of it. Home stretch here.
3 weeks, by the way.
That's a lot.
It's a long time.
It's a lot. And so I think a lot of people, I mean, there's been a lot of the, and you haven't poo-pooed the whole thing, but when you keep saying, oh, it's no joke. I just want to let people know it is no joke. And so when today when we were in show prep and you said, oh, man, I could really go for a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And, like, when we're talking about the NFL playoffs,
I still keep leaning on you. By the way.
I know.
Kind of in the mood
just
for that.
See if Grubhub will, like, just deliver you, like, a full box of them. So, I was thinking, Scott is able to talk about all this NFL stuff. He has all this experience. This is fat guy talk. I can really speak to this. All right? So, when you start talking about peanut butter cups, I was just telling you, peanut butter cups are fine. But the highest ratio of peanut butter to chocolate that Reese's does is not in the big cups that they make. Those are a waste of money. Don't do it, okay? It's the specialty holiday edition. So we just got through tree season. We're now into Reese's Peanut Butter Cup heart season.
Yeah.
And we will soon be into, and if some places you can probably already find.
See, I'm a total sucker, by the way, for all of those.
No,
I understand the ratio change.
There's a reason Maverick puts it right next to the register because I'll say, give me two. Give me two of these.
Right.
And they go, oh, it's two for $2. I go, that sounds like a deal to me.
But
it's not a terrible deal.
It's not a Reese's the traditional one. It's the one.
It's packed with peanut butter.
Yes.
And it's amazing.
And it's different.
You can barely swallow it. It's just so, it just sticks to the roof of the mouth. And listen, I'm just saying you can speak to playoff things in the NFL, I can speak. This is fat guy talk that I can.
You can speak
with.
To peanut butter chocolate.
I could break down. Listen, we could do a draft on candy bars, and I would nail every one of the first round picks. All right, let's move on.
You know,
here.
For years, by the way, peanut butter Twix.
Oh,
I don't even know if they have them anymore, but
they still have.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite candy bar growing up.
I'll just tell you right now.
And now it's a Reese's peanut butter cup.
So Twix has come out with a cookies and cream. Situation. It's really good. And I'm telling you, just give it a shot if you find it.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen. Probably. What are the odds?
All right. Enough of the candy bar talk. Unless, of course, we really need to keep talking about it. What are the odds? It's a game we play. You can play it at home, wherever you find yourself. And on KSL's Unrivaled, here's what we do. We give you a scenario, and you can roll out. Just yell it out in your car. the chances 0 to 100 that that thing does or does not happen. So extra bonus points if you can name a jersey number associated with that number that you give. So, for example, Scott will give us an example. What are the odds, Scott, the Jazz win three games on this road trip that they're on right now?
What are the odds?
Yes, they're currently not doing well. So what are the odds they win? What are the odds that they win three games on this seven-game road trip?
I will say Danny White as a punter Dallas Cowboys, 11%.
Why is a punter?
When he was a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
he
was punting. Yeah. Okay. 11. Oof. Let me see here. So I'm going to go a little bit higher percentage. I'm going to go with the Neon Deion 21%. Stay with a guy who's in the Cowboy alumni as well. So 21%. Because I think that they are so weird that they could absolutely just turn everything around and win out on this road trip. So there it is, 11 and 21%. Scott, what are the odds? You want to give me one? I don't know if you've got one in front of you. Do you have one?
Yeah, I'll give you one. Okay. Hang on just a sec here. Let's see. What are the odds that I want to know this one from you.
Yeah.
What are the odds that Urban Meyer is the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach?
That's tough because, like, it's a single digit chance that he even should be. But the Jaguars cannot get out of their own way, and they'll throw a ton of money at this guy. He'll get between $10 and $12 million. I just don't know if he's in it. I don't know if Jacksonville is. We know Jacksonville's dumb enough to just offer somebody just to think that that one coach is going to change their woes. And for as good as he is, it's not going to be Urban Meyer. I'm going to say, let me see here. I want to go in the 30s, but I got to think of somebody in the 30s. Let me see here. I'm going to go with I can't think of anybody in the 30s right now. Scott, what's going on with me? I'm going to go with a Christian Okoye. I'm going to go with a Christian Okoye 35%.
Okay. Here, I'll give you one.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Lyle Alzado.
Ooh.
Playing for the Raiders, 77%.
No, that's a 77. Yeah. Okay.
77%.
That's high, dude.
I know. You know why? Okay, here's the thing. Urban Meyer has climbed the mountain of college football, right? Won national championships at Florida.
Which means nothing in the NFL, by the way.
Hey, hear me out. Won national championships at Ohio State, right? So he's not going to Texas because that's just he's climbed that mountain. He doesn't have to do that.
Okay.
Doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to go to USC because it's just like, yeah, okay, I've done this before.
This is him trying to prove himself.
And he goes, you know what? I am a football coach. I don't care what anybody says. I'm always a Herm Edwards. You know, he was in the broadcast booth forever. He's now a football. These football coaches never.
They can't
Dick
stop
Vermeil
me. Yeah.
Could never get out of his own way. They just love to be football coaches, and that's who Urban Meyer is. And he, I guarantee you, sits there and goes, I will kick myself at the end of my life if I don't at least attempt to try to do this. And I don't care, success, failure, whatever. I got to do this. And he looks at all the situations that are potentially available, and he goes, you know, really, the Jacksonville Jaguars with the first pick, you got the chance with Trevor Lawrence, and he's probably watched a lot of Trevor Lawrence in his evaluation as, you know, being a TV guy for whatever, and you actually learn a lot. A lot of these coaches who go into broadcasting and then they go around and they talk to all these coaches and they kind of see things in a different light. I guarantee you, Urban Meyer is about as ready to go and coach as he probably ever has been in his life. I think he'll definitely go to the Jaguars, and I would not be surprised, not surprised at all if that happens. I don't care how much money he gets. He's going to go there. Going to go there.
We got the college football playoff national championship on Monday. What are the odds that that game is actually a decent one and it's decided by fewer than 10 points? So what I'm saying is
I was surprised
that Ohio State keeps it within 10 points with Alabama.
Yeah, I was surprised, actually. I think it's going to be a good game.
I hope it is.
For some reason, I never interested in the college football playoffs, national championship. I don't like watching it. I don't like watching it because I think it's such a good old boys club.
See, that's what the Super Bowl kind of is for me too, because it's
really?
Like,
no.
Well, because it's pageantry that doesn't. It's usually a team that I don't care about. It's two teams I don't care about.
Yeah, but they've earned the right to be there. I mean, sure. This is kind of whatever.
All right,
but I think this is going to be a close game. So, what are my odds here?
Yes,
decided by double digits.
Yeah.
So, what are the odds that it's decided by double digits?
Right. That it'll be more than 10 points that it's decided by.
Gosh, 10 points is not that much. I'm going to say it's probably. We'll go Barry Sanders.
20%.
20%.
Okay. I'm going to go a little higher because I think Alabama is going to show up and show out. I'm going to say a. Let me see here. What was his name? Who's it? Was it Tom Rathman?
Uh-huh.
44?
Uh-huh.
For the San Francisco 49ers. There you go.
Yeah.
I think touchdown Tommy Vardell was also 44, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah, so fullbacks for the 49ers in the 80s and 90s, 44%. So there you go. All right, take another break here. We'll come back. We got our two-minute drill to round out the Friday edition of the program. Stay right here with us. KSL's Unrivaled continues on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.